Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Susie Deering, the CMO of eBay, has joined me in the duck blind
here.
In her waders with her rifle. She's going to shoot that duck right out of the sky if it doesn't shut up. She's decided that she can, or agreed she can stay with us to talk more about eBay's holidays marketing strategy, which is near and dear to the heart of every seller on eBay. You can get some insights into what we're actually planning to do starting now for the rest of this most important time of the year if you're a merchant. And if you have a phone question you want to call in and ask Susie, you can do so at 888-723-4630. She's agreed to take calls. She loves customers. I've watched her in action. And she's one of those folks that we just love here at eBay because she loves customers.
And when last we left her, she had terrible pictures.
I did have terrible pictures, but I had a laugh because, and during the break, there was a great call as, or the ad was about making sure that you have mobile friendly listings. So it was a perfect tie in and transition, but, I did. I posted, you know, it happens, and I posted a listing. And when I went and looked at it on mobile, I went back and updated it because it was definitely not fitting the bill. So, you know, I just really encourage you to take the time because it does pay off and making sure that you get those tight images, ensuring that, again, you're not, I know that, you know, making sure active content is not part of that because it's not going to render, you know, ensuring that the listings are very tight in the explanation. So just, I encourage you to take the time and really ensure because the amount, 80% of 18 to 34 year olds will do majority of their shopping on their mobile device.
Exactly.
And again, if you think about it, there's already, it's a companion device to everything else that we just talked about. So you just, you don't want to miss that opportunity.
I did my own survey of my own purchasing on eBay, which has changed drastically over the years, to where now it's about 90% of everything I buy is I buy on my smartphone. It's just much easier to find because you'll get the idea or the thought like in the middle of the night.
That's right.
And you can just reach over, get your phone and say, I got to buy this. I forgot to buy it.
I still run into eBay sellers every now and then. I ran into a couple of them at eBay Open 2016 that don't have a smartphone. And they say, oh, my, I still have a dumb phone. Well, you know, you can get smartphones inexpensively now. You don't have to pay $600.
We have them on eBay.
Yeah, cool. Good point.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I think every eBay seller needs a smartphone.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think of it not just as a communication device. It's a small computer walking around in your pocket. And so it now is basically a business tool.
Yeah.
And I highly, highly suggest because the marketplace isn't going backwards. It's going forward as it relates to mobile. And so it is, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be sure that you know how to use the device and use it to your advantage again from a business perspective.
And as a merchant or a business owner, mm-hmm. you need to know how your customers are seeing your thing.
Exactly.
And if you don't have access to one of these devices on a daily basis, you have no idea what they're seeing.
It's a business tool.
It's just like you learned. You checked out, Susie listed something, checked it out on a mobile device and realized that needed better optimization.
That's right. And even communicating with your buyers because, you know, the reality is we live in a 24/7 world. And so, you know, those buyers, especially, you know, if they're international buyers, you know, they're constantly reaching out. And if you don't, you don't want to stop living your life, but being able to have that device with you and be able to respond immediately is really important.
As opposed to running back home and or waiting until you get
back
home.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
You need to have it with you.
That's right.
Susie, you mentioned a few minutes ago about you were going to talk about how you program the commercials. Do you mean media buys?
Yes. So let me when we go in to decide where our commercials going to run, it is a very specific task, meaning we will go into say ABC or an NBC or ESPN and we will pick. We first decide, okay, who do we want to attract? Who is the audience that we're going after? Now, in eBay's case, for the most part, we have a very broad base of buyers, but there are certain times that we want to maybe skew a little, just based on the time of year. Holiday actually is one of those times a year where we will skew more female, and we will now start to skew a little bit younger. And I say younger, I'm not necessarily meaning 18 or, you know, younger, just younger from a standpoint of, call it the sweet spot is about 30 years of age. Because again, that's who, from a consideration standpoint, those are those new customers that we want to keep bringing into the, into eBay.
They're the new mothers too.
They're
the
new moms. You know, they're very active. We're still not going to say that it skews. When I say skews, it doesn't mean that we're walking away from, you know, a male target at all. It just means that we're going to make sure that we have more of that skew, because the realities are is that majority of the time in most households, the female of the household is making majority of those purchasing decisions.
We do everything.
Yep. And so we'll skew female, and we're going to skew a little younger. That means then when we go in and pick programming, we will select programming that we know is reaching that audience. You will also find that we're taking a more live action or sports approach, because our message is timely and we need it to be not necessarily watched 7 days later from a DVR standpoint. So we'll go into a live sports. We'll use live sports as another key place where we'll show up. In fact, last night, one of our spots ran just after Monday Night Football. So again,
there was a football game last night?
There was a small football game that happened about the same time as the debate.
Wow, so, I didn't know that.
Very interesting, right? There was something else going on. But again, you know, really taking the precision of ensuring that we know where that audience is and making sure that we're reaching them. But it's just as important that message that we're creating resonates with them too.
So for the holiday TV commercials, what are they all about?
So holiday TV commercials will definitely talk to this idea that I mentioned earlier, which is about the fact that we are that brilliant, vibrant marketplace that will allow you to basically get everything from, you know, that brand new, hard to find item all the way through to something that's much more personal. So you'll see us match up products so that people understand what is it that they're really giving because they care, not just because they're checking it off a list. We're a human brand. We are real, we're spirited, we're dependable. We got to make sure that we show up that way from a brand perspective when we're in the market during holiday. So you're going to see the tone of the spot is going to take on, it's emotional. It's very emotional from a standpoint of the caring side of it, and not, you know, really starting to differentiate us from a lot of the others who will just be the fast and furious, not the meaningful place that you would want to go get your gifts.
When can we expect to start seeing them? Because now you whetted our appetite. We all want to see the commercials.
So you'll start seeing the week of 11/7.
Ooh, good.
Yes.
It's almost just a month away.
That's right. That's right. But in the meantime, I've got to encourage all of the sellers to be sure you're taking full advantage of the webinars. There are several webinars coming up that are going to be fantastic to really narrow in on key ways for you to be successful during the holiday time frame. And so do not miss out on that. I know that I'll throw out a couple of them. We've got one on October 5th and one on October 19th that will be really focused on marketing tools, eBay stored marketing tools. The next one that I would highlight is on November 2nd. This one is a really important one, because it's one of the key things that we want to make sure that we're being understanding of our buyers, which is handling time and shipping.
Yes.
Worst thing to do is to order something that doesn't arrive in time for the holidays.
The worst.
The worst. We can't show up that way, and I know that our sellers don't want to run their business that way, so just making sure that you can get those tips and facts on that webinar on November 2nd.
And you can learn more about the webinars by going to
the Seller Hub.
Right. The Seller Hub is where you can find all of this information.
And you can go to ebay.com/holiday-selling-hub.
Yes.
All one word for all this holiday stuff. So it's ebay.com/holiday-webinars for webinars on October 5th, October 19th, and November 2nd. And then ebay.com/holiday-selling-hub, all one word for everything else.
We've covered a lot, Susie, in these two segments.
Well, I love it when Susie comes on, she doesn't stop.
Well, that's
she's so radio.
The perfect radio guest.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm filing my nails.
Yeah. We don't have to drag stuff.
So you're saying that I hog?
No, no,
no. We love it. Are you kidding?
We don't have to drag stuff out of you. You're enthusiastic, and this is great because sometimes we forget which points to hit, and you're on point.
You just boom, boom,
or as they say, on fleek. What does that mean? I have no idea. Kids today. But yeah, there's a lot to do if you're a hog. We've talked on the show already about the logistics of operational preparation, you know, getting shipping supplies, getting your inventory ready, organizing your inventory. Take inventory now before it gets too busy so you know if you have the stuff. You don't want to list things you don't have. That's a bad experience. But this is great to focus a little bit on what is your partner, eBay, doing to help market you and your merchandise to that huge universe of eBay buyers.
So, Susie, besides the fact that you work for eBay, why do you shop for your holiday gifts on eBay?
Why would I not shop on eBay? I can hit pretty much, it's a one-stop shop. I can absolutely get those things that my kids, my 15 or 14-year-old and my 17-year-old are looking for at the same time as I can really make sure I get that personal, meaningful gift for my husband and the things that people aren't asking for that just feel really personal to who, knowing that I really do know who they are. It is, and by the way, it's easy.
It's one-stop. It gets easier all the time.
Yeah. So I highly, of course, I'm a, you know, huge consumer of eBay and love it for all those reasons.
That's good to know. We're all consumers of eBay to some extent. Like I said earlier, I have to buy something every day or I get the shakes. So it's really good to know that all of our employees, all the way up from the managerial ladder to our CMO, are actually purchasing on the site as too. And you sell.
I do sell.
And you know what it's like to sell on eBay.
Yes, I do. I do.
I know our sellers love to have that experience, know that our employees have that experience.
Well, Susie, I hope you're going to come back through sometime during the holiday.
If I'm welcome back, I will be here with bells on
all the time.
Good.
Yeah,
you can be my co-host here in the studio. Oh, she's going to get furious now.
No,
no, I'm not.
I would never replace.
Susie Deering. Susie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thanks to all of our great sellers.
We have one more open phone segment this hour. Join us here on eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 384.
Recently, eBayers gathered in Las Vegas for eBay Open 2016. During live eBay radio broadcasts, many of them stepped up to the microphone to share a tip or two.
I am Danny Ackerman, the Danny App. My tip is to create a niche, build a brand, and utilize the amazing power of eBay to sell your product.
I'm Judy Jordan, and y'all just heard me, but I have a tip that I was going to say. For new people, I learned this, and it seems obvious, but if you list the same type of items together, you can get more done.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us toll free. Duck. 888-RADIO-30 or quack quack. 888-723-4630. He's always going to talk over me.
No matter what. So you gave your 10 tips for shipping.
I did.
And we really appreciated that. On the chat board,
there were some extras I saw, some good ones.
Yeah. Okay. I would add one additional tip. I'm reading this from the chat board. For heaven's sakes, do not wad up flimsy plastic grocery bags and use them as packing material. What's up with that? They provide absolutely no padding whatsoever. I don't even like to receive an item wrapped in a plastic grocery bag. It's tacky at best, devalues the item too, makes it look like bleep.
Right, and so this becomes an issue because some people loved and were big proponents of recycling and the creative use of materials, but there is a point beyond which it using certain materials, reusing them in an improper way, actually will reflect badly on you. For years, wadded up newspaper was the accepted way of padding stuff, and it's not. It doesn't offer the safest.
Makes me sneeze. First of all, let me tell you, newspaper print makes me sneeze.
Oh well, there's that.
Don't do it.
But it's also for the packing you're getting, the padding you're getting, you're adding a lot of extra weight because wadded up newspaper weighs more. So you could end up charging your buyer or yourself more money than necessary. So it really does pay to have professional packing material. And I don't, you know, we've heard the stories. I didn't include these in a tip because I think our audience is much smarter than this. But you've heard the stories of people shipping things in pizza boxes that have or cereal boxes.
Yeah.
It had
food in them at one time.
I know I would never, there are some people who have really big challenges at home with their budget or economy or the amount of money they're making. And that's understandable, but you have to use some common sense when you're presenting yourself to the rest of the world. When you're an eBay seller, that's what you're doing. You're reaching out to a stranger who is reaching out to you and giving you money for an item. You want to take pride in what you do. If you don't take pride in it, then who's going to take pride in what you're, or be happy with what you're doing? So don't use materials that are inappropriate.
Well, Debbie, the book kiosk, agrees with you, and she agrees with what Betsy, that was Betsy, by the way, who mentioned
Betsy,
the flimsy plastic grocery bags.
She knows. She's a smart woman. Yeah.
And she, so Debbie said, yes, what Betsy said. I buy 2 gallon size Ziploc bags at the 99 cent store, and I add a suffocation warning label that I buy on eBay.
I
also buy rolls of brown wrapping paper at the 99-cent store that makes great filler when squashed up.
Yeah.
First impressions are so important for our buyers.
Yeah, and you can get, if you're a professional shopper, and I think most of our sellers do at least buy online to some extent, you can get some really cool ideas about packing from professional companies that, once again, have spent a lot of money researching this, and you're the beneficiary because you can see what people use for packing. I've learned a few things this way. I either buying online or buying from companies like IKEA to see how they pack things. I've saved some of that packing material. A lot of it, there's some cool things they do with corrugated cardboard to create actual great padding barriers at less weight. If you're selling non-fragile items that are mostly apparel, then you don't have to worry so much about this. But some of my tips are still appropriate. You don't want people having to take a pair of scissors to your poly envelope with a shirt in it. That's just asking for trouble. this has happened to me.
It's scary. Every time I go in there, first of all, I don't remember what I bought. Yeah, I mean, I remember what I bought once I see it. But when I open the package, I'm always surprised.
Yeah, you know? Of course. Yeah.
And I want it to be perfect. So, Griff, we need to congratulate House of Zela, house.of.zela, Z-E-E-L-A.
Okay.
She says, she or he says, hi, everyone. I'm retiring from my 9-to-5 job in a few weeks. Looking forward to listing more. Can't wait.
Well, you're going to join the full-time eBay seller universe. What could be more fun than that?
Oh, and you're going to have a blast.
A blast.
Really?
And you're going to make friends, and you're going to meet buyers, and you're going to have sales, and it's going to be sometimes a little challenging and sometimes really rewarding. And it's going to
you
be
know
great.
What else is rewarding that Lisa in Houston, Texas would call us up? She's known as the Greenhouse 2 on eBay. Lisa, what's your question or comment?
Well, I'm transitioning myself from TurboLister over to using the new seller app on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided just to go for it and get myself using it. I kind of think it's important. I've do a lot of one-of-a-kind stuff, so I think I should be able to do that on eBay. I really don't want to go for a third-party app.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing a lot of things that I know a lot of people talk about keeping the storage and having that ability with their TurboLister or being able to work offline. But I'm even noticing things right now that I cannot do on eBay that I used to be able to do on TurboLister.
Right.
So my question is what's the best way to bring that to eBay's attention?
Well, I wouldn't. So the plant when the announcement was made that TurboLister was going to be retired as a available tool, we also assured people that all of the functionality of TurboLister would eventually be included in the Seller Hub. So I would wait. The team is very painfully aware of the functionality that people want in TurboLister, and it will be in Seller Hub. But that's not going to happen until 2017. So you can still use TurboLister.
Lisa, call us back in another open phone segment. We'd love to talk to you more.
This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint. We'll be back with our third hour of eBay Radio in a moment.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. and he just keeps on getting better at it. 6-Bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.